First stage propellant tanks have been pressurized. Now past the 1 minute mark, and we are going on internal power. Now all systems to internal power. We'll be looking for the engine start sequence at the 8.9 second mark in the countdown. The engines will build up to a thrust of 7.6 million pounds. T-minus 30 seconds. We have a cutoff. We have a cutoff at T-minus 30 seconds. We're standing by at T-minus 30 second mark. We'll bring word to you just as soon as we get it. We have a cutoff at T-minus 30 seconds. Mark, T-minus 45, and Gene Cernan made that final guidance alignment. That's the last action taken by the crew aboard the space vehicle. Now approaching the half-minute mark. T-minus 33, T-minus 30 seconds, and continuing on now. Continuing on at the T-minus 26-second mark, T-minus 25. We'll get a final guidance release at the T-minus 17-second mark. T-minus 17, final guidance release. We'll expect engine ignition at 8.9 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition. 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the areas. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the Saturn V is moving off the pad. It has now cleared the tower.
Tower, yaw is complete. We're in the roll, Bob.
Roger, Gino, looking great, thrust good on all five engines.
Okay, babe, it's looking good here. Roll is complete. We are pitching.
Copy the crew reporting S4B ignition. That's confirmed by the telemetry. The booster reports the thrust looks good on the S4B. This burn was initiated at an altitude of about 97 nautical miles above Earth. When finished, the spacecraft will be at about 150 miles above Earth and on its way to the moon, some 213,000 nautical miles away.
Okay, we're free. Rates look pretty good. Let's rock it together. Ready. She's lined up, not bad. Okay. Prime one.
Mark it. Stand by.
There she comes. Okay. Hey, gosh.
Okay, Houston, ripple fire, but we still have number 8 barber pole.
Just round up things as we pitch back into LOI attitude. Lo and behold, from over the top of the limb came the Earth.
Very good.
Put the whole thing in one big package.
Interesting, Gordo. We can see right over South America, and of course we can see up the Gulf Coast, and it looks like Houston's covered with clouds, but poetically enough, we can see the Cape. At least we can see Florida.
How about that? Apollo Control, 89 hours, 15 minutes, ground elapsed time. Some 55 seconds until Apollo 17 comes from behind the moon on the start of the first lunar orbit. The ignition time was 88:54:21 and ground elapsed time. We're waiting word from the communications officer that we have indeed gotten a signal and telemetry from the spacecraft.
Well, yeah, it is. There's the AOS limits right there.
Hello there, America. We hear you talking.
Hey, I thought it dropped off. Hey, it dropped off.
Hello, America. This is Houston. How do you read?
Hey, yeah, we're in attitude.
America, Houston, over.
The old high gain prompt. Otto and Narrow.
Here in the control center, we're hearing the crew aboard the spacecraft, Apollo 17, very clearly. However, the ground has not been able to fully lock up on the spacecraft with the so-called uplink, and apparently it has to do with the 85-foot antenna at Goldstone.
Paul, America, how do you read Houston, over?
America, Houston, this is America. You can breathe easier. America has arrived on station for the challenge ahead.
Very good. We've been hearing you for a couple minutes now. We've had a ground sight problem, but you're loud and clear now.
Hey, I just saw a flash on the lunar surface.
Oh, yeah?
It was just right out there north of Grimaldi. Just north of Grimaldi. You might see if you got anything on your seismometers, although a small impact probably would give a fair amount of visible light.
Okay, well, check.
It was a bright little flash right out there near that crater. See the crater right at the edge of Grimaldi? Then there's another one north of it. Fairly sharp one north of it is where there was just a pinprick of light. Bob, I can now see down in through the shadow. I can see Bear Mountain. I can see, I can't really make out the slide yet. Most of the North Massif are still in shadow due to the sculptured hills. And just at the point where we can start really to see through the shadows and see the some hummocky terrain on the North Massif, it just went out of my next reach. Okay, I got the landing site. We're right over the top of it. And the scarp is fantastically detailed at this, can you see in there, Gene? Right down, straight down there. The light mantle is very obviously mantling the area. The scarp was very detailed, and so far could not see any structure in the massif at all, but I haven't had any, didn't have much time to watch it on that pass. I'll tell you, from this altitude and with that low sun, there's no question of the sharpness of the topographic features in the landing area. Okay, Gordo, we're out of 11,000 at 9. Okay, stand by for pitch over. Oh, are we coming in? Oh, baby. I'll give it to you. Pitch
there
over.
It is.
Proceeded. And there it is, Houston. There's Camelot. Wide on target.
I see it.
We got them all.
42 degrees, 37 degrees, to 5,500. 38 degrees.
Challenger, you go for landing.
42 degrees through 4,000. 47 now. 47 degrees through 3,500. 49 degrees. 3,000 feet. 53 degrees.
Okay, I've got Jorge, I've got Poppy, I've got the triangle.
That's 2,500 feet, 52 degrees. H dot is good. It's 2,000. H dot is good. Fuel is good. Okay, you're through 1,000. I'm taking radar altitude and things altitude degree. You're through 800 feet. 25 feet per second through 400. That's a little high, Gino.
Okay.
One down at 5. One down at 5. One down at 10. Cut the H dot. Fuel's good. 110 feet. Stand by for some dust. Little forward, G. Little forward a little. 90 feet. Little forward velocity. 80 feet. Going down at 3. A little dust. You're at 60 feet. Going down about 2. Very little dust. Very little dust. 40 feet. Going down at 3. Stand by for touchdown. Stand by. 25 feet. Down at 2. Feels good. 20 feet. Going down at 2. 10 feet. 10 feet. Contact. A push. Engine stop. Engine arm. Proceed. Command override off. Control add hold. Pings auto. Okay, Houston, the Challenger has landed.
Roger, Challenger, that's super.
Okay, boy, you bet it is, Gordo. When you said shut down, I shut down and we dropped, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
But we is here. Man, is we here. How's that look?
Pressures
look great. Okay, that side's complete. Houston, you can tell America that Challenger is a Taurus Littoral. I'm on the foot pad. And Houston, I step off at the surface at Taurus Littoral. We'd like to dedicate the first steps of Apollo 17 to all those who made it possible. Like I'm out here. Oh my golly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, but is it bright in the sun? Okay. We landed in a very shallow depression. That's why we've got a slight pitch up angle. Very shallow. Dinner plate like this crater, just about the width of the strut. Hatch is closed.
Barely.
Hey, Jack, don't lock it.
I'm not gonna lock it.
We gotta go back there. You lose the key and we're in trouble. Hey, who's been tracking up my lunar surface? Okay. Just walk around for 1 second. Hey, man. Put your visor down. And I'll be over there and you can fix my tool harness. I don't like that thing loose. Okay, okay, I tell you where I think I landed. About 100 meters from Poppy at 10 o'clock.
You think that's Poppy, huh?
I think so. I think
it's an awful big hole.
Well, I know. I got to look around a little more. It sure is not Trident.
Yes, sir.
You're pretty agile there, Twinkle Toes. You bet your life I am. Okay, here we go. Okay, the front wheels turn. I can't see the rear ones.
I'll verify them in a minute.
Okay. I can't see the rear ones, but I know the front ones turned. And it does move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Houston. Challenger's baby is on the roll.
Roger, copy that. Sounds great.
What do you see, Jack? Well, you're wrong angle. Yeah, they're turning. How's that grab you?
They're turning.
How about that?
Come towards me, baby. Looks like it's moving.
The flag they're deploying is the flag that has been in the Mission Control Center here during past missions.
No, I've never put a flag up in the moon before.
What?
Pull that in. How about getting it stretched out here?
I will. I just can't start forward as fast as I'd like to.
It's going to want to curl. Maybe it'll, that's what looks like it's waving in a breeze.
Yes, sir.
How about right there?
We got a beautiful picture of you guys up down there.
Let me tell you, Bob, this flag is a beautiful picture. Houston, that's beautiful. This has got to be one of the most proud moments of my life, I guarantee you. Houston, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but this flag has flown in the smoker since Apollo 11. And we very proudly deploy it on the moon to stay for as long as it can. Honor of all those people who have worked so hard to put us here and put every other crew here and to make the country, United States, and mankind something different than it was. I was strolling on the moon one day in the merry month of December.
Now, May.
May.
May is the month.
May, that's right.
May is the year of the month.
When, much to my surprise, a pair of bunny eyes. Oh, hey! Wait a minute.
What?
Where are the reflections? I've been through once. There is orange soil.
Well, don't move it till I see it.
It's all over. Orange.
Don't move it till I see it.
I've stirred it up with my feet. Hey, it is. I can see it from here.
It's orange.
Wait a minute, let me put my visor up. It's still orange.
Sure it is.
Crazy. Orange. I've got to dig a trench, Houston.
Copy that.
Hey,
I guess it better work fast.
Out of his wits. It really is.
Same color as these.
Temperature on the step is about 100 and, temperature on the step is about 102. It's almost the same color as the LMP decal on my camera. Fantastic, sports fans. It's trench time. And mark it.
Copy that.
Houston, before we close out our EVA, we understand that there are young people in Houston today who have been effectively touring our country. Young people from countries all over the world, effectively touring our country, had the opportunity to watch the launch of Apollo 17, hopefully had an opportunity to meet some of our young people in our country, and we'd like to say, first of all, welcome, and we hope you enjoyed your stay. Second of all, I think probably one of the most significant things we can think about when we think about Apollo is that it has opened for us being the world, a challenge of the future. The door is now cracked, but the promise of that future lies in the young people, not just in America, but the young people all over the world, learning to live and learning to work together. In order to remind all the peoples of the world, in so many countries throughout the world, that this is what we all are striving for in the future, Jack has picked up a very significant rock, typical of what we have here in the Valley of Torres Litoral. It's a rock composed of many fragments of many sizes and many shapes, probably from all parts of the moon, perhaps billions of years old. But a rock of all sizes and shapes, fragments of all sizes and shapes,
and even colors that have grown together and become a cohesive rock, outlasting the nature of space, sort of living together in a very coherent, very peaceful manner. When we return this rock, or some of the others like it, to Houston, we'd like to share a piece of this rock with so many of the countries throughout the world. We hope that this will be a symbol of what our feelings are, what the feelings of the Apollo program are, and a symbol of mankind that we can live in peace and harmony in the future.
A portion of a rock will be sent to a representative agency or museum in each of the countries represented by the young people in Houston today. And we hope that they will, that rock and the students themselves, will carry with them our good wishes, not only for the new year coming up, but also for themselves, their countries, and all mankind in the future.
To commemorate not just Apollo 17's visit to the Valley of Torres Litro, but as an everlasting commemoration of what the real meaning of Apollo is to the world, we'd like to uncover a plaque that has been on the leg of our spacecraft that we have climbed down many times over the last 3 days. And I'll read what that plaque says to you. First of all, it has a picture of the world, two pictures, one of the North America and one of South America. The other covers the other half of the world, including Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia. It covers the North Pole and the South Pole. In between these two hemispheres, we have a pictorial view of the moon, a pictorial view of where all the Apollo landings have been made. So then when this plaque is seen again by others who come, they will know where it all started. The words are, here man completed his first exploration of the moon, December 1972 AD. May the spirit of peace in which we came be reflected in the lives of all mankind. It's signed Eugene A. Cernan, Ronald E. Evans, Harrison H. Schmidt, and most prominently, Richard M. Nixon, President of the United States of America. This is our commemoration that will be here until someone like us, until some of you who are out there who are the promise of the future, come back to read it again and to further the exploration and the meaning of Apollo.
Roger Dean, we in Houston copy that and echo your sentiments. And Dr. Fletcher is here beside me. I'd like to say a word to the two of you.
Dean and Jack, I've been in close touch with the White House, and the President has been following very closely your absolutely fascinating work up there. He'd like to wish you Godspeed as you return to Earth. And I'd like to personally second that. Congratulations. We'll see you in a few days. Over.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. We appreciate your comments, and we certainly appreciate those of the president. And whether it be civilian or military, I think Jack and I would both like to give our salute to America.
And Dr. Fletcher, if I may, I'd like to remind everybody, I'm sure something they're aware, but this valley of history has seen mankind complete its first evolutionary steps into the universe, leaving the planet Earth and going forward into the universe. I think no more significant contribution has Apollo made to history. It's not often that you can
foretell history, but I think we can in this case. And I think everybody ought to feel very proud of that fact.
Bob, this is Gene, and I'm on the surface. And as I take man's last step from the surface, back home for some time to come, but we believe not too long into the future, I'd like to just let what I believe history will record, that America's challenge of today has forged man's destiny of tomorrow. And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed the crew of Apollo 17.
Seconds.
The average D, 20 seconds. Ah, shoot. Okay. Hey, let's get off. Forget the camera.
Hey,
10 seconds.
What
stage? Push. Engine arm is ascending.
Okay, I'm going to get the pro.
99, proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Right away, Houston.
That's your good. Exot.
Takeover.
That's here, you have good thrust.
130 Houston, we're in the blind and we're go.
Roger, we'd like the eggs to auto. Challenger Houston, we'd like to terminate ascent feed now.
Okay.
Hey Houston, 540 Challenger's coming through 52K and Ping says 126 on the H-dot, we're go.
Roger, Challenger, your trajectory is right on the money. Both systems are go. Okay, normal shutdown and normal trim procedures.
Roger, normal shutdown, normal trim. Looks like you've been flying well up there, partner. The spacecraft looks good.
You betcha.
Here we go. A super flying machine.
Looks kind of tinny to me.
Not going to have to do anything but thrust right into the... I might even get your roll angle zero for you by this maneuver. Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, I got her.
Should be looking. I'm looking right up your window.
Well,
I can see all your docking latches. All right.
We got it. Capture. Go to free.
Good. Start here. We're free. That looked good, though, Ron. Very good.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, Houston, we have capture.
Okay, you ready?
Roger.
Yeah. And Houston, every latch is worked perfectly.
Do you read America?
That's affirmative, America, and we have a picture.
Roger, Houston, America has found some fair winds and following seas, and we're on our way home.
Okay, that's great news.
Hey, Houston, the hatch is open.
Roger, imagine.
Hey, there's the Earth, right up ahead.
Okay, Ron, you've got a...
The crest of Earth.
You've got to go for egress.
Beautiful.
And just take it slow.
Okay. First of all, I got to get back in the control TV camera.
Roger, we see you waving.
Hey, this is great. Talk about being a spaceman. This is it.
Be part of Apollo 17. I'm proud to be a proud NASA. I'm very proud to be a captain in the Navy. And most of all, I'm proud to be an American. And I'd like to present another guy who's pretty proud to be an American, and in turn, I'll let him present the third member of our crew. But first, Commander Ron Evans.
Thank you, Gene. I'm really honored and I'm proud, and that's the best way I can express it. And I think right now I'd like to present our, not our third crew member, but the third member of the Apollo 17 crew, Jack Smith.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I guess I never will be Navy. I'm sorry, but if there was ever a team I'd like to be part of, it's this one. Thank you very much.
This is Apollo Control with the helicopter safely on deck. The network controller, Dave Young, will hang the final plaque in the Apollo series on the upper wall of the control room here. And this circuit, known up until now as Gemini Control, then Apollo Control, will reappear as Skylab Control in the spring. This is Apollo Control out at 3:05:25 ground elapsed time.